the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin la siyama baghiyatillahi fil aradin. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif wa ja'alana min a'wanihi wa ansarih. We've been talking about different types of human relations. We first refer to those concepts which are used in the Quran to indicate positive, sympathetic, supportive relation. Then we talked about negative relations, and this is the third. The first negative was to be divided, which comes from faraqa. So we have fariq, yaftaraqun, yufarraqun. We discussed about that. The second was from khasm, khusuma, khisam, ikhtisam. We explained the meaning of that. And tonight we want to talk about adawa. So one of the relations that can exist is to be enemy for someone. I first refer to some verses of the Quran, and then inshallah we will try to analyze this concept. We have several verses about adawa. For example, chapter 5, verse 64. وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا. Again, as a result of bad action that they had, ألقينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء. About those Christians that didn't keep the promise, Allah said, أَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Here Allah says, أَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ. We projected among them enmity إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This also shows that the Jews would remain till Day of Judgment, but they would have enmity among themselves. And in verse 91 of chapter 5, the same chapter, Allah says, indeed, this is the plan of shaitan. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقَعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةِ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. One of the ways that shaitan tries to divide people is فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. When people get drunk, then they start fighting. When reason is not functioning, over simple issues, they fight. Or when they do gambling, so one person loses everything in one night, so he has nothing, he becomes in one night bankrupt, so he starts fighting. So this is shaitan planning to divide people and to make them enemies for each other. If people are doing good things, they will not become enemies. If instead of gambling, you are doing charity work, you are helping people, you are teaching people, you are learning, there is no enmity. But when people get drunk, when people do gambling, when do bad things, it is shaitan who tries to divide them.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. Shaitan, by asking you, motivating you, encouraging you, pushing you towards gambling and drinking, wants to make you forget Allah and forget saying your prayer. So this shows that remembrance of Allah and fighting are opposite to each other. Those who remember Allah, those who say their prayer, they would not be fighting, they would not be divided. Because these are the people that would not listen to the plans and plots of Shaitan. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Are you going to stop, or you want to still continue drinking and gambling? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Allah says, you know, you should stop. Because by this, you would become enemies and you would harm each other. Another verse is verse 4 of chapter 63. It's about munafiqeen. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the people who look very nice. Indeed, when you look at them, you are very surprised. They are very nice looking people. They speak very nice. And the problem is that in their heart they are enemies. Humul aduv. Fahdharhum. So aduv is not the one that clearly has a sign of being aduv. As we said before, it's mostly a matter of what is in the heart of the person and what he does to harm you. Chapter 60, number 7. أَسَلَّهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the condition of Muslims before Islam. Allah says, those people who were your enemies, and according to Mufassirin, this refers to the people of Mecca. Before the conquest of Mecca, before conquering Mecca, they were enemies. Allah says there is a chance that these people will become your friends. Asallah an yaj'ala baynakum wa baynal ladina aadaytum minhum. Those that you were fighting with, now they may become friends. Mawadda. Wallahu ghafurun rahim. And if this happens, Allah forgives their previous actions. When the people of Mecca embraced Islam, for sure, their previous sins were forgiven, as we have in general the rule of Jab, al-Islam yajubbu ma qablahu.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ala Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
والصحب أي
والصحب